1, 2, 1, 2. It's Sound Space Sessions, intimate conversations, and mini concerts.
The song is called Homesick Summertime Anthem, The Dales. Welcome to Napa Valley.
Baby, where have you been? It's been cold in California, and I'm always waiting for you to come back home. I feel it in my soul, like a jacaranda blooming, and I wonder what you're doing, so come back home. 08, I could change your mind. Maybe you could stay longer this time. Oh, there's that old familiar feeling, a summer kind of dreaming that takes me home. Oh, baby, I don't wanna leave it. I just wanna breathe it. Take me home. Baby, take it in. The northern winds are calling, and you know my heart is falling again for you. Being here again, the memories are performing, and nostalgia sends its warning, we're not through. Is there a way I could change your mind? Maybe could stay longer this time. Oh, there's that old familiar feeling, a summer kind of dreaming that takes me home. Oh, baby, I don't wanna leave it. I just wanna breathe it. Take me home. Oh, there's that old familiar feeling, a summer kind of dreaming that takes me home. Oh, baby, I don't wanna leave it. I just wanna breathe it. Take me home. I just wanna breathe it. Take me home.
Yeah, well, cheers to that.
Cheers.
The Dales are with us on Wind Down Media's Sound Space Session. Their new album called Easy Times, you can follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and their website, thedalesband.com. I'm Nate Campbell, joined by Drew Lawrence, Jackie Tozzi, and Preston Pope. And before we get into your music, I want to ask you guys, what's your history with Napa Valley?
Well, Jackie, this is your first time here, right? So
yes, first time in Napa Valley, so no history with Napa Valley, but a very excited future with Napa Valley.
I've come up here about three times from Los Angeles to go wine tasting, and I love it up here. So any excuse to get up here and spend some time is awesome.
I grew up in Chico, so.
So real close.
Many times. Yeah.
Now give us your background. Where are you guys from? And talk about your musical influences and how you got started.
I'm from Seattle originally. I moved to Los Angeles about 15 years ago. I think my Desert Island artist is Neil Young. I was raised on country music as well.
You're more or less in his hometown. For most of his life, he lived around here.
Yeah. But yeah, and I think, you know, the Crosby, Stills, and Nash, the three-part harmonies, we're all fans of Fleetwood Mac. Mm-hmm.
Jackie Tazzi here. I am from New Jersey. Grew up on the old classics. We were just listening to the Traveling Wilburys in the car on our drive up here. That kind of great genre of music.
And one of the greatest albums ever recorded.
Right.
Amazing. Oh,
can't get enough of it. I would say that, I don't know about vocally, but as like a spirit animal or like a performer that I would love to be, Stevie Nicks is like my gal. Nice. Kind of my gal.
I don't know if you're aware, we have a big festival here called the Bottle Rock Festival.
Yeah, of course.
So last year, Neil Young headlined. Nice. Saturday night. This year, Stevie Nicks is headlining.
So I'll be here. So I will be here.
Well, you're going to be here to play the festival soon, right?
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes. So I grew up in Northern California, and I was always a big Brian Wilson Beach Boys fan. So,
okay.
Ending up in the Dales is kind of great, like vocal harmony. And
how was it growing up in Chico?
It was a lot of fun, especially college.
So you went to Chico State?
Yeah.
What era?
Let's see. This would have been early 2000s, so like 2001 was my first year, I think so.
Okay, one of my favorite bands ever is the Mother Hips.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Love the Mother Hips.
And who referred to themselves as the Led Zeppelin of Chico?
I've seen the Hips many times, some sober and some not. I love it.
The new album, Easy Times. Drew, you say, quote, "These days, more than ever, we all need a reason to feel upbeat and optimistic. This is our way of helping us get there."
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just was reading a little news right before we came in, and I needed to stop reading it.
What bad happened today?
I mean, there's just always something. I mean, yeah, just lots of name calling and just lots of negativity. But I think with Easy Times too, we were submitting songs, and the management was like, "God, can you write a happy song? I think something feel good." I think they were getting depressed.
She said, "No more doom and gloom." I think is what she said.
Breakup songs.
Yeah. Well, and that's what we're finding out about your previous album, Marie. That was much more negative.
I got heavier. Mic. It was more about loss and some heavier themes.
But Easy Times, you completely changed the tune.
Yeah. I think life goes through peaks and valleys, and I think we wanted to kind of celebrate a brighter skies.
Listen up, it's Sound Space Sessions, bringing you music discovery.
In 2016, when Drew Lawrence, a veteran best-selling songwriter whose credits include co-writes with Christina Perry and Jars of Hearts, connected with Preston Pope. They had known each other over a dozen years, having played together in several groups over that particular period. They got together and formed the Dales. Parade raved that their incredible multi-part vocal harmony was reminiscent of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and punctuated by a simple guitar and piano arrangement that emphasizes the fabulous musicianship of the group. Cryptic Rock declared the Dales are definitely a group to watch. Their back-to-basics, beautiful Americana roots approach to musical storytelling and sincere songwriting is refreshing, delicate, and wonderfully supported by those to-die-for vocal harmonies. It all means that those who love a good, sincere song are going to love the Dales. In fact, the love has been coming ever since the band's inception. Various national outlets, including NPR, took notice. Grammy-nominated producer Jerry Streeter with the Lumineers and Brandi Carlile was so impressed with the band that he signed on to produce the Dales' debut. Taking them across the country, headlining shows and sharing the stages with such acts as Mark Broussard, White Buffalo, and Chris Jacobs.
There's a slip lying on my desk. It says my work will end. There's a sign stuck to our door. Says we don't live here anymore. And I've been trying to dig down to find the place where I loved you without a dime to my name. And
10 years down the drain. 10 years down the drain. Just not quite. We set our eyes on a promised land. We built our lives on pillars of sand. Say, what have we learned? What have we learned, my dear? What have we learned?
Turn up the sound. Nate's back on Sound Space Sessions.
All right. I want to read to you guys some mail that we've got. We get listener requests and questions. These are the exact last two that I got from listener Rachel. How can I find out what was playing at a certain time? Heard a song on my car radio at 9:15 p.m. and would like to know who it was. The next one from listener Jeff. Hoping you will help me. Heard a great song on your station tonight. This is Wednesday, February 5th, around 9:30 p.m.-ish. It was super mellow. Chorus seemed to be "Take Me Back Home." Other lyrics were "Old Familiar Feeling" and "California's Been Cold." Googling these lyrics has led me nowhere. Thanks for any help you can give me. I loved that song.
Oh, that was, of
course, Homesick cool. Summertime Anthem. Yeah. That song is blowing up right now on our station.
I love that.
That's so cool. Amazing. Yeah.
You don't know how good that makes us feel.
Yeah, well, with the production, we ran out of money, so we had no choice but to do it ourselves. So,
and a reflection of being back in Washington State.
I was born and raised in the Seattle area, and just every summer go up there with my family, and it's beautiful, lots of outdoors time, and just lots of friends and people I've known my entire life. So it always feels so good to be back up home. But yeah, it also feels great to come back to California because, California feels like home now, too. We're home everywhere we go, right?
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
And the first track that we introduced to our audience by the Dales was, of course, the title track to the album. And you say this song is about realizing that a challenging time in a relationship has passed and that after going through all the turmoil, the connection can become even stronger than before.
Yeah, I've been married for a long time. So, if you're on the right program, it gets better as it goes and you learn from the mistakes and you build it stronger. This is a song written out of coming through a more challenging time and getting to the other side of it.
And Jackie, is this the first album that you've performed on?
Yes. Yes, it is. I've been hanging out with these guys now for, I guess, 5 months. So it's been a new adventure for me, but extremely fun. And they're like my best buds now.
Nice. Do the Dales want to play Easy Times?
Yeah, let's try
it. The Dales would love to.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's attempt.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I feel the weight lifting off of our chests. It's coming off, baby. Slowly reclaiming our lost innocence. It's coming back, baby. I don't want to be on the lonely side of our history. There's a look in your eyes that says we're outrunning the fire. There's a light in your voice suggesting born again desire. You know it feels like something good's coming. Hard times are rolling on by. Seems like you and I are running into easy times. We're running into easy times. Ooh, easy time.
I feel the weight lifting off of our chest. It's coming off, baby. Slowly reclaiming our lost innocence. It's coming back, baby. I don't want to be on the lonely side of our history. There's a look in your eyes that says we're outrunning the fire. There's a light in your voice suggesting born again desire. You know it feels like something good's coming. Hard times are rolling on by. Seems like you and I are running into easy times. We're running into easy times. Ooh, easy times. Ooh, easy times. Ooh, easy times. Ooh, easy times.
Ooh, let's cheers to that.
Oh, yeah.
I think that note's higher in the morning than it is later in the day.
Something I'm learning from musicians is to not make you guys harmonize early in the morning. I get told
always
that.
Always harder.
You get told it?
Yeah. The Dales are with us on Wind Down Media's Sound Space Sessions. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Their website, thedalesband.com. I'm Nate Campbell. How does it feel to be compared to Crosby, Stills, and Nash? From a vocal harmony standpoint?
Well, I mean, you know, take that.
Yeah, I'll take
it's
it.
It's a huge compliment to you.
Yeah, I mean, we're very humbled by that. Those guys are the masters.
All right, something I got to ask. I was excited to read about this. You guys perform in people's living rooms.
Yes.
We will, if you want us to.
Yeah, we will if you want us to.
It's called parlor gigs?
Yes.
Yeah. How does it work?
You sign up to have us come play in your backyard, in your living room, at an event space of your choice.
And this is done through Facebook?
It's on their
website.
On
parlor gigs. Right? Yeah,
parlorgigs.com.
It's really cool. It's a cool way for fans to be able to, you know, bring a band that they want in and, you know, introduce them to the new people. Or
it's really cool. We have one in Fresno coming up here, and we're really excited to play. We've been trying to get back to play a show at Fresno. We've opened for the White Buffalo at Strummer's a few times. Yeah. But
is there a Fresno scene? I'm very unaware.
Well, there's only one place that we play.
There's one place. Yeah,
that's a great bar. We don't have a big enough following to
be the headliners there yet. So this works out great because there's not really another venue, I don't think. So luckily somebody has a living room, and we can do that.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
I love the idea of it because the intimacy that you want, you know, when you go see a great show in a small venue, and I love the idea of being in somebody's living room and performing an intimate group of people.
And it lends itself really well to our, you know, singer-songwriter style, because we get to, like, kind of indulge on the, you know, story part of it.
Yeah.
And be a little more in-depth than necessarily, like, a 45-minute set on stage.
So. Right.
Well, we really like to make friends with our fans, too.
That too.
So it just gives us more of an excuse to hang out with people and make new friends.
So there you go, Napa. If you want the Dales to perform in your living room, go to app.parlorgigs.com. Is that correct?
So, yeah.
So it's app.parlorgigs.com/artist/thedales. That just sounds like such a great idea. As the music industry progresses, it just seems like
a natural, excited about it, breaking
the fourth wall or something, you know?
That's right. The Dales are swinging through Northern California, playing the Blue Note, where you are headlining. How have your shows been on tour?
They've been great. This is our first time here in Napa, so we're really excited to get to play here.
We're kind of coming off a little bit of a high from our last show.
Right. We played the Troubadour in mid-January, which
was one of the best nights of my life.
Wow.
Troubadour is just such a famous, iconic place. And I think the energy in that room just has all the greats that came before in it. And the sound is incredible. And we just, we had a really strong showing of friends and fans in LA. So it was a good time.
Yeah.
We're actually going to be, I think I can say this, we're going to be releasing some live videos and live songs from that that show in the next few months. We're actually doing a whole live EP that's going to be coming out. So look for that probably in May.
On your website, on Facebook?
Spotify, Apple, everywhere. And
okay.
And then we'll have the videos that correspond with them as well.
And what's in store for the Dales for the rest of 2020? Touring, are you planning any festivals this summer?
We are going on tour in March. We are headed to the East Coast.
Your neck of the woods?
My neck of the woods.
How are they going to accept you guys out there?
We've sold out the New York show already,
which
is very exciting. And
that is exciting.
New Jersey is right about there.
They're craving that California...
They're craving it.
Yeah. Americana vocal harmony sound.
Yes.
I didn't want to say California country rock because that would be
we'll take it.
That'd be boxing.
This time of year too, they're really craving that California sunshine.
Yes.
A little bit cold over there.
Yeah.
That's so exciting. Are you going to stay with your family?
Yeah, we're really lucky that we all have some really amazing strong families, and we're staying from Boston to Nashville, where a big portion of it we're just staying with family along the way, which is really, really amazing.
The best things about touring is we do have family and friends in so many different parts of the country, and it's like so fun to hang out and stay with people and get that experience, that, you know, rather than being in like stale hotel rooms.
Yeah, yeah.
The Dales will crash your pad, so watch out. we're a fun house guest.
Follow the Dales on Facebook. Have them crash your pad.
Yeah.
And then how about any festivals?
We're doing
Something in May,
there's
right?
Something in April.
In April.
Oh.
Yeah, right. The Ramona Festival?
Ramona,
San Diego,
Do you got one more song in you before you go and get sound checked at the Blue Note?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Let's do it.
We had a really nice stop at the Napa Valley Distillery, too, before we came
Oh, yeah,
here.
We should say that.
Yeah, give all the shout-outs since you've been in town.
Well, we want to shout out to JP there because he really took care of us.
He took care of us. I'm a proud new club member of the
He joined the club.
You've been indoctrinated into Napa. You don't come to Napa without signing
Napa,
your life away.
Exactly. Napa hasn't seen the last of Preston Pope.
I was in Napa for less than an hour and a half, and I'm already a member of a distillery.
It's amazing when you go wine tasting. Just after a few sips, you're ready to... Yeah, sign me up.
Sure.
Wine club. Yeah. Six bottles every 2 months.
You charge me that? Okay, cool.
I always come back a member of like two or three new places. And then I'm this grumpy dad that like 3 months later, I'm like, what's this expense for? What's this? I just signed up for that.
All right. Big shout outs to the Napa Distillery from the Dales.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Mercy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Staring out at the borderline, another round, yet sink or fly. I believed I could see you without wanting to stay. So it seems my weakness always gets away. You're the blood that's shaking in my hands, and on my knees for your love is where I stand. So let down your guard and call off the dogs. If you can't set me free, at least have mercy on me. Pull me in with your fleeting smile. Set my soul at ease for a while. I'm deceived in believing I could dance with you gracefully after all of the lights go blue. You're the blood that's shaking in my hands, and on my knees for your love is where I stand. So let down your guard and call off the dogs. If you can't set me free, at least have mercy on me. She left you on the shelf, saved your pain for someone else. If you can't set me free, at least have mercy on me. So let down your guard and call off the dogs. If you can't set me free, at least have mercy on me. Should have left you on the shelf, saved your pain for someone else. If you can't set me free, at least have mercy on me.
That one deserves your own bottle. This is from us.
No way.
Sam packed it for you.
Sam.
Bottle of wine.
Shout out to Sam.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
The Dales with us on Wind Down Media Sound Space Sessions. You can follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Their website, thedalesband.com. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you, Nate. Appreciate it.
This episode of Sound Space Sessions is a Wind Down Media exclusive.